I'm Dr. Fred Silva of Arcana Laboratories, coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas, with another installment of Throwback Thursday. This is a short history of hypertensive renal disease. Hypertension and renal disease have been known forever. The first great clinical pathologic team, Volhard and Farr, debated which came first. Volhard, the clinician, favored strongly that hypertension was followed by the structural changes, whereas, as you would suspect, Farr, the pathologist, thought strongly that the morphologic changes, now termed arteriosclerosis, came first, then the hypertension. This debate between these two individuals culminated in them becoming bitter enemies. Dr. Heptonstall relates that there might have been other mitigating circumstances. It is well known that Farr, in 1933, signed the loyalty oath of German professors to Hitler and the National Socialist State. Many studies over the years have been performed in attempt to determine the initial injury, that is, whether physiological or morphological injury came first. Smithwick and Castleman from Mass General did a study on patients undergoing operative sympathectomies in attempt to cure the uncontrollable hypertension in these patients, and while the surgeon was there, a renal biopsy was taken. Unfortunately for the patient and the investigators, the 100th patient developed quite severe bleeding and the study was stopped. What they had discovered was that in approximately one-third of these patients, there was no evidence of significant arteriosclerosis morphologically. In these patients, the hypertension apparently preceded the renal disease and was too short of duration to have affected the kidneys morphologically. The bias of investigators still continue, with renal physiologists and renal morphologists not always agreeing. In most countries, patients entering end-stage renal disease, needing renal replacement therapy, are said to have hypertension, although some investigators believe that the hypertension is really secondary to some other non-vascular renal disease. Arterionephrosclerosis, once thought to be fairly innocent, so-called benign nephrosclerosis or benign hypertension, is often the only morphologic finding in patients with renal biopsies for various conditions, not so benign. And the normal blood pressure, even in elderly individuals, is now considered a systole of 120, not the 140 as previously noted.